And I'll finish this up a little bit later on in the show. I don't know about the rest of you, but I need some laughs delivered with a great, I think it's Southern accent. I don't know, it's an accent from, I don't know, it's from somewhere over in flyover country. I don't know, somewhere to the east. I'm sure Angie, oh, did I say flyover country? Oh, God, I'm sorry. Flyover country. Hey, I grew up in Fresno, which is the butt of all jokes in California, so I identify with you. I am identifying with Angie Crass, ladies and gentlemen.
One job I would actually just, it's like, Sherilyn, she told me about this performance that was going on.
She's like, worst job ever.
But the worst job ever would actually be for me, like, working at a cubicle, because, you know, I would really rather, you know, bob for apples with a broken nose as fucking work in a cubicle. And I've managed to, escape that kind of life for a while. It's like my main things that I look for in a job is low pay, and can I smoke weed? Only two requirements of any job I've had. Which kind of makes it hard for me to think of a job that I've had that I didn't like. Because usually I'm so stoned I don't notice that I hate it. So I thought about it, and I thought about it. I was like, what is the worst job I've ever had? I know the grossest job I ever had. Grossest. Nesbitt, Mississippi. About 10, 12 years ago, I worked at a cricket farm. One of the easiest jobs I ever had, but one of the grossest jobs. It was an actual cricket and worm farm. We raised Australian crickets and catalpa worms. Worms that fell off trees, right? It was great, though. Everyone I worked with, they were all from the penitentiary. Stories out the ass. My kind of people. But yeah, I mean, it's like this warehouse is like 2,500 square feet of nothing but chirps, crickets. I mean, just talk about 3.5-foot boxes, 8 feet long, 2 feet wide, 3.5 feet deep. In this 2,500 square feet of warehouse, top to bottom, we had ladders that would just roll down, and we would suck out these crickets with these huge vacuum cleaners. Made by us. It was great. And then we'd spin them off into these packets. The thing about crickets, what made this job really bad, like I said, is the crickets. Because you can't open the bin without like 500 crickets leaping out. You can't get back, cricket, get back. You can't do that. So this place was flooded with crickets. Your first step in through the front door was crunch, 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 crunch. Every time you talked to somebody, they had like a new mole or new birthmark that was always roving about their face. Crickets doing somersaults off your bottom lip. You'd go to put your drink on the counter, crunch. You'd go to take a bite of your sandwich. Crunch. It was terrible. You'd be driving home in your car all by yourself. Say I'm at home at night. It's like, you're in Mississippi. Sleep with the windows up. You hear crickets all night long. First week at work, go home. I'm in bed. I hear crickets outside, and I hear cricket by my foot of the bed. In 3 weeks, the whole room is... The whole room, inside and outside, I'm surrounded by fucking crickets. So that was the grossest job I ever had.